The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Have you ever thought about something a certain way, and then everybody around you thinks another way, and you end up succumbing to their way of thinking?
Oh.
Let's talk about being bullied into groupthink on this Friday's Eve. It's Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic.
So you're just talking about the Dana Cortez Show in general or what?
No.
Because I feel like I'm constantly bullied into groupthink here. Anytime I have a different opinion, either one of you, I get told I'm dumb.
Oh, damn.
Nobody all said right. You were dumb. First of all, if you stand on your own, stand on your own. Why are you scared of us? Why are Anthony and I?
It's intimidating to have you two great minds against
great minds.
I feel like
down.
I'm hopscotching into this conversation. What is the groupthink a term, Dana, or did you just make that up?
Groupthink is a term.
Okay.
It really is.
Okay.
You ever read Lord of the Flies?
No.
Well, damn it. Never mind. Okay, there's these kids.
On Automatics are being left out of things.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, all right.
There's kids.
Island. Well, come on.
It's like in school. Whenever one kid is getting bullied and you know it's wrong, but for some reason you're like, I don't want to get bullied. So you end up on the bully side because you're like, I don't want that to be me. Otto says we bullied him when we were discussing the boyfriend who dumped his girlfriend over the Chris Brown lap dance.
Because I felt like it was justified. And you guys basically bullied me into thinking your way.
It's not hard to bully insecure boyfriends. So, yeah, but
okay,
I mean, you're siding with the lame guys on history and you've never been a lame guy, Automatic. So,
I mean, back to that conversation. If you spend $600 on her ticket, she better not disrespect you like that.
She's one of 1,000 women that gets the lap dance. It's part of the show.
I feel the way I feel. I just wanted to make sure that that was stated. Let's move on to the next thing, okay?
Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
I'm just happy to be a part of a group with Chris Brown. You know, because now we kind of bullied him. Anyway, all right, National Day. Let's start it off, man. We got National Pencil Day.
All right, shout out to the number two.
There.
Number two, I used to keep mine till it was a tiny little nub size of my pinky. I don't know why.
Oh, dude, remember getting up and going to the sharpener, like the pencil sharpener?
Yeah, you had to
that
get
was
up.
It.
Shout out to the rich kids with mechanical pencils.
God, I hate those kids.
We also got National Walk in the Park Day. So take a stroll, and I will be doing that later today, too.
Walk in the park?
We go on a walk almost every single day. We don't go to the park, but we walk around our neighborhood, take the dogs.
Dogs don't like walk jog. They'd rather go to the park.
Yes.
So let's do that for them today.
All right, there we go. And we also got National Virtual Vacation Day. So, you know, travel a little bit. Put your
Don't think me into that. I want to go on a real vacation. Nobody wants a virtual vacation.
What is this?
You can keep your goggles. And I'll be on a real beach.
I'll be all lost in my Oculus Rift for like a nice 5 hours. All right, then let's wrap it up on people who take care of us. National Doctor Day.
Salute.
Shout out to all the physicians out there, especially coming out of this pandemic. We're still there. I just read that there's still close to 1,000 people a week dying of COVID. It's not over, but it's contained. It is no longer a pandemic. And the doctors are the ones that saved so many people. Thank you for putting yourself on the front lines. And
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Becky G is engaged to Sebastian Yegut, and he's been accused of talking to another woman online. It's not even an accusation. The lady put it up, and it's embarrassing for Becky G. Did he end up meeting up with the woman? No, but he was entertaining it, and he was talking to her in a way that's not appropriate. If your partner was doing it, you'd be upset. Becky G is one of the most beautiful people on the planet. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram to see her. She really is, and she's a good person.
So what you're telling me is he had a lapse in judgment.
That's what he said in his apology, DJ Automatic. I had a lapse in judgment for about 10 minutes.
Instantly from the start of this conversation, once I laid eyes on these two, Becky G and her man, they match each other. They're both beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
This guy is built like a Greek god. Actually, Argentinian god. The fact that he was able to keep it in his pants this long, kudos to him, my friend. Because if I look like
He's a professional soccer player,
if I look like that,
it's getting thrown at him.
Bruh, you could be Rihanna, Becky G, whoever you want to be, dog. I'm going to get some more.
Why, though, when it's Becky G and she's good to you? And in his apology, he said, I love you so much. I'm ashamed. I'm sorry. I hurt the person that I love the most in the world.
Do you know why, Dana? Men are horny. That's why.
And he can't get his rocks off with his fiance?
No, but he had a beautiful woman approach him. And he had a lapse in judgment. I'm not justifiable, but it happens.
It does.
Like, and when you have somebody who loves you, who you can have sexy time with anytime you want.
Because women possess the most powerful thing on planet Earth. and it starts with a P.
And not all women out here are moving for good. The reason you're going to cheat on your lady is because there's a woman who's going to do it with you. And
I just told you about the woman on my social media.
What are you talking about?
Just some girl who keeps telling me, she like keeps sending me pictures of her body and like, no one will ever find out. Don't tell anyone. And I'm like, for me, I know it's a setup. But I'm like,
oh, and if it wasn't?
Oh, either what? Which way, I'm happy.
Have you answered her?
No. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't have to answer her.
So guys cheat on beautiful women because she could be ugly on the inside. The sex isn't good. Or, you know, she just only looks good. And there's nothing else. There's no substance to her.
Somehow I find it hard to believe with Becky G because we know her.
He was just being kind.
No, he was not.
He was just being nice.
He got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, you got to make sure her mental health is okay. You don't want to be off the rocker.
Now, he did, in the end, say to her, no, I don't want to meet up with you. But just entertaining it shamed Becky G, made her feel bad. I'm sure she's...
I feel bad for her. That's a...
This is the problem with dating a solid 10. Guys talk about this all the time. When you're dating like a girl who looks like a 10 or
like
an
Becky
11...
G?
I'm talking about him. I'm talking about Becky G dating him. No. Like, I Becky G, like, when you're handling Sebastian, he's a 10, bro, if not an 11. And then he has the money of a professional soccer player. These are the things that you're going to have to deal with. Now, dial it back and get you like a 7 or an 8. He's going to be loyal. He ain't going nowhere.
That's... Why do you think I don't cheat on Dana?
Yeah, dude.
DJ automatic.
Otto's a 6.5, but then the DJing gives him like, you know, another two. One and a half.
Why am I laughing at that?
Because it's funny. It's a joke. You are a 10, honey. If you go to @DanaCortez on Instagram, you'll see her photo. She is not wearing her engagement ring anymore. He has entered into a mental facility. He said he's dealing with these issues.
Oh, yeah. That's a new Gen Z cheating classic. I'm going to take therapy, babe. I got to find myself.
For a full month. Okay, for a full month. We'll see when he comes out if she takes him back and they move forward with the wedding.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
My WTF story. Two inmates in Virginia escaped a maximum security prison through a hole they dug using tools made from a toothbrush, and they went straight to IHOP.
Oh. What the fuck?
John M. Garza and Arlie V. Nemo had been in prison for over 8 years and apparently were really craving some pancakes.
Man.
Damn, dude. Sometimes you want pancakes, dog.
How about running far away? This IHOP was 5 blocks from the prison.
Dana, have you ever escaped from prison? I don't think you have.
But they dug like through brick. We're talking 8 inches of brick and mortar with a toothbrush.
Well, hell yeah, you're gonna need some potatoes after that, dog. You're gonna need a little grand slam after that.
Give me a bacon on the side.
Yeah, dude, I'm hungry just looking at that workout.
I have a question. Where did they get the cash to pay for it?
I don't know. I think they were going to make an escape for it. But I tell you what, they did not order the Tutti Frutti.
Oh, Dan, that's good. I like the Tutti Frutti joke. All right. Well, from IHOP and their great food to another development in the food industry. What? Scientists in Australia have created the first woolly mammoth meatball.
What?
Yeah, dude, you can put some woolly mammoth meatballs in your spaghetti if you're down full.
You're talking about...
A prehistoric animal.
Yeah, that's right.
That's extinct.
Yes.
Like an elephant, but 5 times bigger?
Yep, they're recently bringing it back, and due to genetics, we can now drop a little meatball in there if we want to. But here's the thing. Here's the twist. Scientists are too afraid to eat the meatball because...
Yeah, I'm afraid of talking about it.
I don't want to eat the meatball, dude.
A hairy elephant meatball does not sound appetizing to me at all.
Seasoned right, it could be amazing.
Just get all fat and sassy.
All right, now I'm going to talk about this guy who he makes Nick Cannon look like he has no kids. All right, there's a Dutch musician who's being sued for fathering hundreds and hundreds of kids. His name is Jonathan Meyer, and he's described as a serial sperm donor. He's fathered 550 children across Europe and Africa, has 107 kids in the Netherlands alone. The law there says you're not supposed to father any more children after 25. You're not supposed to donate sperm. So they're actually going to sue him to get him to put it back in his pants.
I'm confused. Is he donating sperm in a lab
or in
a bedroom?
In the lab.
He's been over to several banks throughout the EU. The reason why I know so much about this is because I was pretty interested.
He's the Michael Jordan of sperm donation.
But they literally are asking him to freeze his donated sperm already that's already in there, bro.
Maybe they'll force him to have a vasectomy along with Nick Cannon. Anyway, all right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of active generations on social media. Gen Z, millennials, Gen X. Thing is, some things have changed and some things have remained the same. I'm so excited to share this new study from Stanford with you. In case you missed it, I'll be going last as usual. DJ Automatic, what in the world did you find?
There's a new study by Goldman Sachs that suggests that two-thirds of all jobs in the U.S. could soon be replaced by artificial intelligence.
Two-thirds? That's a lot.
They think apps like ChatGPT could make 300 million full-time positions obsolete or fully automated. So if you have a job as a lawyer, as a journalist, as a coder, as somebody who works in trading stocks, maybe a graphic designer, an accountant, or just plain old customer service, your job could be in jeopardy.
Oh, what? Dude, no way, bro. Am I going to believe that an AI lawyer is going to represent me in court?
It's not necessarily the lawyer, but more the paperwork. So like maybe a paralegal or somebody who does like data analysis people, you need to watch out.
Okay, I mean, I do understand that artificial intelligence is 100% coming, but I saw this whole study that was done on 60 Minutes, and the AI is not ready. It lied about everything, and the more and more you talk to it, the bigger and bigger the lies got.
There's still a lot of human probability, but I mean, just the fact that you were watching it on, you know, 60 Minutes, what keeps track of that 60 Minutes? A clock. Artificial intelligence.
You're right.
You're already in it. You're already in the Matrix, dog.
It was just interesting to see the mistakes that this AI kept making. And the guy who was presenting the AI was laughing off. Well, you know, we still have a ways to go. Obviously, you do.
Yeah, and when artificial intelligence makes mistakes, it's like creepy and scary. When I make mistakes, it's a little spicy and funny. So
AI can blow us up. So what the hell are y'all doing?
So there are people who work in the radio industry that say AI is going to replace on-air personalities.
Let me push back on that, DJ. Here's what I said, because Levi's just tried this. They're already pulling back. They said in a PR statement that they were going to create AI models to represent diversity. In other words, African-American, Latino, Asian, Native American models, fake ones, as a way to embrace diversity.
That's
How about
shame.
Just hire people of color? Not just that, but when you're creating your AI, what do you think I sound like? Talk about possibly stereotyping cultures.
You thought woke people were mad.
Are you talking about Levi's, the jean company?
Yes. Did you see the design?
This is stupid, dude. Yeah. Well, if you know the history of Levi, they were made for like Klans members.
I love Levi's. Don't say that.
That's it. If you know your history, you know it's there, dog. All right, listen.
True story.
There is a bright side to this, though. They say there will be 97 million new jobs worldwide by 2025 because
of AI.
Okay.
Oh,
all right. Well, in case you missed it, according to WebMD, being a strict parent can lead to depression later on in life.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. A recent study conducted by WebMD did go on to say that those kids who were raised very strict actually developed depression as a personality
trait. I believe that 100%. Because some of my friends that had like really strict parents are having a harder time as adults.
Really, Automatic. Maybe because they didn't get to experience certain things and they were sheltered too much. There's a fine line, because if you are free range, you could end up pregnant like I did. I mean, I was free range ever. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not joking. You have to find the middle ground
My homie Ben was raised like very church going, very strict. I remember one time his father caught us taking girls to get milkshakes and like literally pulled up on us and like cursed us out and said like, this is wild, dude.
For going
to get milkshakes?
Well, okay, in his father's defense, Ben was the dumb one who lied to him. But
you just said he's a church guy and he's cursing y'all out? Well, makes sense? Makes sense.
And his son's lying?
And there you go. Find the middle ground, parents, okay? All right, in case you missed it, according to a study from Stanford, Gen Z, millennials, and Gen X, when it comes to values and priorities, some things have changed, but some things have remained the same. Number one, Gen Z is the first generation to have 24/7 access to the internet, connected devices, and social media, literally since birth.
You don't
have
to wonder about anything. You just can look it up.
You just look it up, or you can look up what might support your opinion.
Disinformation.
But things that we do share is distrust of government and organizations. That's always been a thing.
Of course we do.
Most people that fall in the younger Gen X, millennial generation age group have always supported diversity and social justice. So those are things we share. Buying power. We have a lot of buying power. So does Gen Z, because they push their parents.
Oh,
they really do. And younger Gen Z as well is making good money. But the number one thing is we share 2000s nostalgia. We lived it and they wanted to live it. I thought that was so funny, because all the clothes, we went shopping for Automatic at H&M, everything's like style, like stuff we used to wear.
I'm going to say it's the second time I bought it.
That's what I know. I want to share the study with you. Follow me, please. At Dana Cortez on Instagram. Shoot me a DM and I'll share the article with you as we get ready for the Daily Dirt. And we're going to talk about our girl, Becky G, friend of the show, former Power Ranger, Spanish pop star, and also a woman who was allegedly cheated on by her fiance, Sebastian Yeget. I saw a photo of her, and is she wearing that engagement ring or not?
Ooh.
I'll tell you where you can see the photo. And I want to ask you a question. We'll explain everything inside the best gossip, but would you forgive your partner if they did this to you? Let's talk about it before the top of the hour.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Jeremy Renner, famously known for his role as Hawkeye in the Avengers. Remember the snowmobile accident? There were rumors that he lost his leg.
No plow accident.
Oh, I know. You're right, Automatic. I have an update on that and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Lowe's. Anthony A., let's get it started with famous people's birthdays.
World champion and homie of the show, Alex Bregman, celebrating his birthday. Shout out to that guy.
We all got a trash can for him.
Yeah. We also have Anita celebrating her birthday, Celine Dion, and NF as well.
Becky G is one of the sweetest women in the world. We know her. She's also one of the hottest humans on the planet. And Sebastian's over here flirting with another woman online. Now, he has since apologized to his fiance and admitted himself to a mental health care facility.
Oh, damn.
As he deals with this, he says he's embarrassed and he's sorry and he shamed Becky G. Here's the catch, though. She's not wearing her engagement ring anymore.
Ooh.
So will they continue and move forward with the wedding?
Yeah,
she'll just have to see.
She's definitely going to fall for the whole, I went to therapy, I'm a changed person. She's going to fall for
you
that
don't
hard.
Think he's being, like, genuine? And there's the answer to the question. All right, now let's talk about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Way back in the day, you know they used to be engaged 20 years ago or whatever.
Yes.
And they made a terrible movie called Geely. He has cast her in a new movie.
No!
Yeah, it's called Unstoppable. Yeah, he's going to direct.
That was the demise of their first relationship.
No, it was not. That was not. It was.
He should have never been in that movie with her. Do you know why nobody knows what that movie is? Because it's that bad.
There's been worse movies since then.
None of them with J-Lo, though.
Dang. True, true. Okay, well, I'm going to watch this movie because I support this couple. Finally, we're going to talk about Jeremy Renner, starred as Hawkeye, many other roles, but most famously for Hawkeye and the Avengers. He does have both legs. There is newly surfaced video of him walking, exercising, and saying that he is completely focused on healing after that snowplow accident. I'm so happy.
Good for him.
His family.
Shout out to his doctors.
The doctor that was on site that lived next door that went to him.
And did a tourniquet and saved his life and his leg.
He was bleeding out.
My neighbor has a lot to live up to now, buddy. All right, Omar. Come
video
on, dog.
Video is up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
Hey, my neighbor helped me with my trash can this morning.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the best, if not the best, fast food ice creams is going to cost 85 cents very soon. And I'm going to tell you where to pull up right now in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. The Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
I think most of us know that if you don't get enough sleep, it's really bad for you. But there's a new study that just came out. Time Magazine released it. Too much sleep also has adverse effects on your health.
Which I'm trying to find out.
Me too. I want to know. So if you get 9 hours or more of sleep, you are at a 44 to 48% increase at risk for infections.
Oh.
Compared to 20% for those who sleep between 6.5 to 7 hours. And they attribute to a lack of mobility. When you get older, people like sleep more. It's not good. You got to get up, got to move.
So
you lose it.
So, in other words, the more the blood's flowing, the less chance you have of infection.
Of course.
I know a lot of chicks who will like literally go from work, they'll go to the gym, and then go home and lay in their bed.
It's
almost
not, yeah.
12
yeah,
hours
yeah.
after.
You know what I was going to say? When I was depressed, because I did go through depression when I was in bad relationships prior, you know, postpartum, I used to sleep all the time. And my daughters remember them just probably watching cartoons and me asleep. It's not a good thing to be sleeping all the time. Get up, move it or lose it, like I said.
Okay.
Now we're going to talk about food news. DQ blizzards are 85 cents.
What?
I know. And there's two new flavors.
Not good for my waistline.
We got peanut butter puppy chow.
I don't know about all that.
Oreo brookie, which is Oreo blizzard with brownie.
We need to talk to marketing people
on
these names.
Are beans with four legs?
I don't know what that is. Why it's called puppy chow. Dairy Queen released their famous blizzard ice cream in 1980. 85. So to celebrate their iconic blizzard, between April 10th and the 23rd, you get one for 85 cents when you order on their app. I'll be ordering every day, baby.
Aren't we good little boys?
I remember a story Automatic told me. He said, I remember my dad buying us blizzards and giving us straws.
Because we used to drive from Mankato, Minneapolis back and forth all the time.
I keep it all occupied.
So they couldn't talk. He couldn't scoop it. He's like, we'd be quiet for like an hour.
Yeah, that's
get the
funny,
ice cream.
Dude. Oh, that's a good dad move right there.
National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's kick it off with National Doctors Day.
Hey, shout out to the doctors out there. We love you, man.
Yes, and shout out to them still doing everything with COVID, too. I actually had a friend, him and his girlfriend, and their girlfriend recently had COVID, so.
Wait, hold on. Rewind. Yes, their friend and their girlfriend and their girlfriend?
Yes.
They're
all three.
What is that?
And the doctor had to get into that menagerie?
Salute to the doctors, you know, for
taking. So it ended up being a quadrology, or I don't know what you call it.
All right. We have National Pencil Day, dude. Pencil that joke in. That was funny.
Oh, man.
Shout out to the pencil. Shout out to the pencil sharpener. It's also National Take a Walk in the Park Day, which I've been doing a lot of. Man, I want to say shout out to Savannah. I see you walking all the time.
Okay, that's not creepy.
She waves back full. It's not that creepy, dude.
I swear. Just saying, like,
you're at the park with us, and it's not our dogs play together.
Calm down, okay?
Anyway,
okay,
all right. Okay, and let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Virtual Vacation Day.
I was not excited about this when Anthony A. first told myself and DJ Automatic, because I thought about Total Recall. You're so broke, you have to take a fake vacation. No, but I thought, hey, why don't we all dream? Take me somewhere. Anthony A., where are you going?
I'm going to go to Alaska. And then I'm going to meet...
You know, fish in Alaska?
Yeah. Actually, I'll probably buy a one-way ticket to Alaska.
You and Savannah?
Yeah. Me and Savannah. And then when I get there, I leave her there for a native woman from Alaska. Yes.
DJ Automatic.
I'm going on an African safari.
Why?
Because I just want to go see the animals and go check out Africa. I just want to see it.
Not to hunt, though, right?
No, hell no. I just want to see that.
That seems hot and stinky, but that's cool.
It's a new experience.
There it is.
I'm not going to lie. What is it, 1883, the one where...
How much sunscreen you're going to have to put on for you, dude? You're going to have to lather up.
I know. I'll be easy to find out there.
Well, Automatic is virtually
just that
in Africa.
Red guy.
Well, Automatic is virtually in Africa.
With a bad sunburn?
I'm going to be in Paris, okay, virtually.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so where are you going on your virtual vacation? Tap in, share it with us.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about the recent encounter that Becky G and her boyfriend had. Becky G's fiance, as a matter of fact.
Sebastian,
a professional soccer player. Actually got caught sliding into another woman's DMs.
Damn.
And that left Dana to ask us the question, why do men cheat?
Beautiful women.
So we're going to unpack that right now. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show and Automatic. I'm going to push back on that beautiful woman comment because I believe if your partner is your partner and you're fully committed, she is all the beautiful you need.
Okay.
All right. It's not specific to just one type of girl.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
There it is right there. Now, nevertheless, you know what I'm saying? That me... in the side of somebody else.
Nice.
He's a professional soccer player.
And a handsome man.
Handsome is an understatement. This dude is dashing, bro. He looks like one of those models that you see at Supercuts that they have up on a little sign.
On Supercuts. That's what you're going to go not with, like, Gucci or maybe.
Yeah, he has a Gucci face too, but he's so good looking. They can put him everywhere. He can make Walmart look sexy, dog. This fool could do anything. He's a good looking man. The fact that he hasn't cheated up until now, kudos, bro.
So you're saying if you're a good-looking man, it's okay to cheat?
Yeah, it's not. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that comes with the territory. Same thing as, you know, if you're dating a chick and she's a solid 11, 10, maybe, you know, you got to worry about other dudes always constantly going at her and whatnot.
Okay.
And women have more discipline than men.
True.
So I'm just... Not much, but true.
If
Becky G's my homegirl, and I would say, hey, Becky, look, watch out for that dude. You need a date, maybe a funnier, not as in
somebody
shape.
That looks more like you.
So, you know, hey, I'm just saying, somebody that has never cheated in their life. All right.
Didn't you try to take a little shot at her?
No, we always have like fun, candid moments, but you know, we'll leave that off there. She's in a relationship now. Where she's getting dogged. It hurts my heart.
Yeah.
But,
and you didn't really have a chance anyway.
You know, I think, hey, bro, she laughed. She laughed a lot, dude. And now look at her with the wrong guy. Well, Automatic, you went ahead and you've actually done some dirt in your day before we get to the fact that you want to pull out.
Okay. Why are you throwing me under the bus over here? Because my little Becky G comment?
No, that has nothing to do with that. But I'm just saying, Automatic, at your time of, you know, being a dirt dog, why were you doing that?
One reason, hopefully she's not listening, is the sex just wasn't that good.
Oh!
That caused me to look other places.
Okay, well...
Which is not okay.
Yeah, it's not okay. Number one, I was thinking, that's like a two-partner problem, bro. Like, the sex might have not been good because of you.
Right.
So then, therefore, you going out and practicing was justified.
But this was another problem. She was ugly on the inside.
Ah! Damn, son.
And when you're constantly talking bad about other people and you're just not a good person all around and you just come off as ugly inside, sometimes that can push your man away.
All right, now if Becky G is your homegirl automatic, are you going to encourage her to pursue this relationship further, or are you saying
with
walk
Sebastian
away?
Here?
Yes, with Sebastian.
Oh, yeah, I feel like she should definitely give him another chance. I don't think, I mean, as what is yours? No P winning V?
No P winning V, yeah.
And he had a lapse in judgment for, you know, 10 minutes or so, and then the woman took that lapse in judgment and decided to put it up on social media.
Hell,
I think,
yeah.
I think, you know, what he did going to therapy, good call.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was very, very,
homies, that's a little hack. If you get caught up being messy with a side chick, yo, go to therapy, dude.
But
go to therapy.
Girls, is it really, are you really going to start everything over a couple messages? I mean, trust me, to him, it wasn't anything. It was, he could have been at porn. Hope it would have been the exact same reaction.
There you go, DJ Automatic, Sebastian's official defense attorney. Let us know if you think the beautiful Becky G should move on past this soccer player or, you know, stay and play goalie, play a little defense, lock it up a little bit. All right, at Anthony A. Comedy, at DJ Automatic, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. We on all of them and we want to get to know you. The Dana Cortez Show podcast is available on all digital streaming platforms. Have a great day, and Two Dudes, One Studio was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.